The show does have a lot of latitude for the director to kind of make it as dark or as funny as they want. And I kind of want to get a sense of where you chose to go on that level.
God, that's such a great question. I'm glad you asked that because there are many watered down versions of Sweeney Todd to make it not quite as edgy or quite as dark or quite as mature is the right word, but we've actually gone the opposite direction. We're keeping all the comic, obviously all the comedy aspects of it because that's the brilliance of the show, but we're not pulling away at all from any of the real darkness of it, of the lust and the righteousness and the power and all that that goes with it. So we're making sure that's pretty clear without being too lewd or rude. We're not holding back on it, let's say. And we've actually kept a very specific and one of the trickiest numbers I've ever seen on stage musically. We're keeping a number that has a very dark entity to it that quite often is cut out of a lot of shows.
Traditionally, you do comedy, and I want to know what sort of new skills or new things you guys had to work on to go into this darker realm.
Well, I'll be honest, it's a mostly a new cast. There's only two people that have worked here as vaudevillians in the past. Most of my vaudevillian cast members have decided to take a little vacation. Understandably, they all need a break after working for 5 months, 6 months straight here. And I've actually hired a lot of new people from up in Eagle, up in Aspen, some locally around here. And I've done, darker shows in the past, West Side Story, and shows that have a lot more grit to them. So it's not necessarily a giant stretch for the quote vaudeville cast. I think it's just a nice stretch for anybody, to be honest with you, because Sweeney is so kind of extreme in the direction that it goes.